Hello, everyone. This is Al from the CCW Podcast. This is my first podcast. It's my first time ever trying out a podcast. So bear with me. Before I get started, though, I just wanted to let you know, if you had any questions or comments, please feel free to email me at ccwpodcast@gmail.com. This is going to be a rough and bumpy start, I'm sure, so any constructive criticism that you send my way, or even praise, would be great. Way to go, Al, asking for praise before you even start. So this podcast is going to be about carrying a concealed firearm, and it's a very new topic for me, very new. I'm in my mid-30s, and I live here in the Midwest with my wife, and this is a new subject. This is a new passion of mine, and I don't think I'm alone. But I didn't see too many podcasts exclusively geared to CCW, and I thought, well, there's a niche, and I'm loving this, and I need to share my views. I think I need a voice, and so I'm hoping that there's room for me out there in the podcast land, and I don't think I'm alone, so it's one of the interesting things about this little experiment is I want to know how many people kind of like me, or maybe even not like me, are out there looking for a podcast strictly about carrying and carrying concealed. And like I said, I'm in the Midwest here, and throughout most of my entire life, which has involved a lot of traveling, really, I've lived on the East Coast in a not-so-gun-friendly state, and I've lived on the West Coast in an arguably even greater unfriendly state for firearms. So it never really occurred to me to, one, own a gun, and two, carry it concealed. These two things sort of came to the forefront of my mind when I moved back to the Midwest in, I'd say 2009? Yeah, and meeting my now wife kind of triggered in the back of my mind, hey, you know, you're not in it just for yourself anymore. And I think Masa Yub of the Pro Arms Podcast and other glorious fame said that, how many of you have mortgages out there? And he was really talking about loved ones, you know? And I do carry that mortgage with me. And it's a responsibility that I think, you as a husband have a duty to protect your wife, you know. And I come from a background of where, you know, I still do work out, lift weights quite a bit, so I'm not a little guy, but I know enough to know that, against multiple attackers, you know, muscles don't do anything for you. And in case of an armed attacker, you're pretty much fighting the uphill fight for sure. And so it occurred to me that, hey, you know, martial arts is fine and good, and I did take Muay Thai a few years ago and consider myself pretty proficient in that, and I've never been one to be afraid of a one-on-one confrontation, but multiple attackers obviously should be a little bit disconcerting, and to face the prospect of someone attacking your wife or your loved ones is enough to, I think, get anyone into action. So that's ultimately that concern and that realization and that sobering thought triggered me, bad pun, into exploring this, buying a firearm and owning a firearm, and then thus ultimately carrying it concealed. So to tell you a little bit about the firearm that I chose, I currently own one. I ended up with a 1911, and, you know, I guess if I had to do it over again, 1911 is where I'd end up starting. But I actually ended up starting with a 3-inch 1911, if you can believe that. I know most gun experts would say that's a heck of a gun to start with, because it's got quite a bit of recoil and a little bit of difficulty in getting the aim correct. But I like to think that I'm a pretty quick learner, and I really enjoy having the gun. And it works out quite well for me. Particularly in the area of concealability. And so it's the gun that I chose, and it's one that I purchased at the local gun store. And I did that early last year, and that was a pretty, that would be 2011. That was a pretty intense experience. You know, it took a little bit of effort and a little bit of courage, and I don't think I'm alone out there. It's to walk into that gun store and to be faced with literally thousands and thousands of firearms. And I had researched this particular local gun store and online, and the reviews were mixed, to say the least, and it just kind of gave me an uneasy feeling to just start off that way. So, but I'm happy to report that when I ultimately went to that local gun store, that a particularly nice gentleman asked me, you know, if he could help me, and I explained to him my situation. And at that time, honestly, I was just looking to own a firearm, not necessarily carry it. And I was looking through all of the revolvers and couldn't really find anything that I liked. And then I moved to the semi-automatics. And again, it took a long time. And ultimately, I settled in on this compact 3-inch 1911. It just really felt like it was made for my hand. And it was something that was very small in the scheme of things for a 45 automatic. And I guess in the back of my mind, I did have carrying in mind, but that was ultimately the gun I was wanting. And so I went home, didn't buy the gun, obviously, and did some research online, and read just glowing reviews on the firearm, and very little, if any, complaints. So I went back a few days later with my purchase permit, and ended up buying that particular firearm. And it was a new guy there, not the guy that I dealt with, but someone else. And he asked me, he said, "Well, it looks like you're planning on carrying that concealed." And so I nodded and said, "Yeah," but I really hadn't given it much direct thought until about then. And then I filled out the paperwork, and there you go. I was a gun owner after 30-something years. I was now a gun owner, and it felt pretty good. But, well, now the responsibility had just begun, and I do believe that the Second Amendment is a fundamental right, the right to own a firearm. And I do not take this right responsibility lightly. You know, it's just awe-inspiring if you think about it, the ability that you can carry a loaded weapon with you pretty much at all times. And I try to keep that firearm by my side at all times too, at least as legally as possible. There are some gun-free zones that I'm sure you're all aware of and not too happy about, but yeah, so after owning the firearm, I did, you know, mostly dry fire it, and never really took it out to the range or anything. Still was very uncomfortable with the idea of me actually shooting the thing in terms of without proper instruction and whatnot. So I, after, you know, mulling it over with my fiance then, and now my wife, finally decided to take my CCW class, and it was a great experience. There were, it's basically an all-day class. It's only about eight hours or so, and it's on a weekend. So all of you thinking about doing it, and if you're from a state like mine, which is a shall issue state, basically you just need to be a Joe citizen or Jane citizen with a clean record, and you should be all set in terms of getting all the paperwork in order. And mostly it seems to be a task where they want to make you jump through some hoops. And if you're willing to take the time to jump through these hoops and you're a good citizen, then you'll get your license. So, you know, that's what I ended up doing. And the class, the morning portion of that class was classroom, and the afternoon was the range. And in the classroom session, you're looking at some videos of how to safely handle a gun and what the basic parts and functions of a gun are. And also you move into the legalities of your particular state, and basically whether or not there's a castle doctrine, a stand your ground doctrine, and basically where you can carry and where you can't carry, and what your responsibilities are when you meet a police officer and you're carrying, things like that. And there was a brief question and answering session, and pretty soon we broke for lunch and went to the range. And the range was outside, and it was a particularly cold and rainy day. I remember that. And I was a little concerned about the functionality of my brand new firearm. Could it function in the rain? Could it function in the cold? And these are things that I didn't know at the time. Would the ammo function properly? I had no idea. Thankfully, I'm happy to report the gun functioned 100%. You know, it was more accurate than I am, that's for sure. But reliability-wise, it was 100%. And that really, really boosted my confidence in that firearm. I've had some problems since with some hollow points, but we'll talk about that later. And that was after the class, though. But the class was great, and the instructors were great, and the best part about that environment, shooting outside, was the different people that were there. There were seemingly people in their early 20s, if that, and people all the way in their 70s, it seemed, and we were all laughing and you know, having a great time while also realizing what a tremendous responsibility this was. It was a very serious group, but a group that would want to have fun, if that makes sense. And you know what? If I'm talking to any gun owners out there, you know exactly what I mean, because it seems to be the norm for our group. And I'd like to say it's our group, but I'm still new to the whole thing. I'm a newbie. So anyways, that class was great, and it was my first time shooting my firearm, and since I've been to the range half dozen times, and each time I'm getting better and better, and it's really been a great stress release and a great time to kind of discipline myself and really focus and zone in on the task at hand. And that's the art of self-defense, you know, a martial art at its highest extreme, I guess. What else? What else can I talk about? Well, let's see. This podcast, I think, it's not necessarily for just the new shooters. It's for the new people who are carrying concealed. And this is not, I've recently developed this incredible passion for reading all things firearms related. And from Masa Yub to Clint Smith to the Magpul guys, I've just been trying to consume everything that I can, all the information online, and that could be a dangerous thing too, but I try to get as much information as possible. And if you know me at all, and I know you don't, but that's what I end up tending to do, is I find something new and I just immerse myself in it. And I haven't had this level of immersion and joy since I found Muay Thai. You know, the whole martial arts discipline, balance, Zen, this whole mantra of being controlled under stress situations, these are the types of things that I think really are universal. And I believe that in all martial arts and in all things in life, really, and even in the art of handgunnery or whatever you want to call it, there are certain parallels. There are certain things that are always connected. And I kind of want to delve into that later on, but it's not enough for this intro podcast. So I just wanted to say that, where was I? I just wanted to say that this podcast is for the listener, who wants to know what it's like to carry a concealed weapon, or perhaps got their carry permit, concealed carry license, whatever your particular license is called in your state. And basically, where you go from there, you know? And I want you to walk this walk with me, you know, to take this journey with me, because I'm right there too. You know, I've been carrying now for a little under a year every day, and it doesn't leave my side unless I'm going to a state that in the Midwest that we all know and love, and we can't carry there. So those are the types of things that I want to talk about, is my experiences, and ultimately hope to hear from you about your experiences. You know, what is it like to carry every day? You know, for me, it was very hard. It was very hard to carry concealed. It hurt. It physically hurt. And I ended up choosing the appendix carry position. And that's going to be quite unpopular with a lot of my viewers, my readers, but or all one of you, I guess. I don't know. But it's ultimately the position that I felt most comfortable. And it's a really You know, Bob Main has a saying that carrying a gun should be comforting, not comfortable. And I can at least early on agree with that. And still to this day, it kind of hurts sometimes, but it's the price that I'm willing to pay. And ultimately, it's that pain kind of reminds me that, hey, you know, this isn't fun and games. At the end of the day, this is serious business. And that pain, in some ways, and I guess this is the part of me that likes that little pain, is that it reminds me of how serious it is and how important of a responsibility it is. And that right comes with a cost, you know. And like most things, you know, there is a little bit of sweat equity. You kind of have to show how badly you want it. So I am carrying every day, and I am practicing, you know. I recently found a shooting buddy of mine, and we go shooting every now and again, and it's pretty much been every month for the last couple of months. So I figured with the beginning of 2012, a new year, new start, new resolutions, that I would give this podcast thing a try. You know, I've been thinking about doing it for a couple of years now, and this changing of the calendar was the impetus that I needed. You know, fresh start, you know, let's give it a shot. The worst that can happen is it doesn't work out and I move on to the next thing. But you know what? I really hope it does work out, because I think I'm not alone. You know, there are a lot of good, honest American citizens, and citizens of the world, in fact, who want to learn more about carrying concealed and carrying concealed legally. I really think that the law enforcement officials and ultimately, you know, the world, I think this right is fundamental. And I think that if you're a good, honest person who just wants to be left alone, you know, and own a firearm, it's your right. And I also think the more and more I get into this, the good, honest citizens right to carry also comes with it a price to give back and let it be known, you know, not necessarily be the quiet voice who carries, you know, let it be heard and let everyone know that this is an important right and that no one should be able to take it away from you, you know. So I hope this is the first of many episodes of the CCW podcast. Again, this is Al, and if you have any questions or comments, please give me an email at ccwpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you, and stay tuned.